3, 2, 1. You may remember William Shakespeare. He's that guy who wrote all those plays in iambic pentameter a few years ago. And may you remember one of his characters, a prince named Hamlet. You may also recall Hamlet went through a period of intense self-doubt, finally contemplating suicide. Now, here was a guy who was obviously in deep mental trouble. What I think he needed was a good dose of Prozac. And imagine how the quote would thus read, "To be or not to be, that's the question. Whether 'tis nobler to take 2 Prozac, made by Eli Lilly and Company, or to tough it out." Product placement, of course, in movies and television programs is nothing new, and artists have always had sponsors. But I don't think Michelangelo worked his patron into the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Curiously, books, with a few exceptions, seem to be immune from product placement, although there is a whole subgenre called techno-thriller. Books that sometimes read like a catalog, complete with detailed descriptions of instruments of killing, torture, and general mayhem. And remember all of those James Bond books? They were loaded with references to Walther PPK, Gordon's Gin, and Aston Martin. There's also evidence the author Jules Verne was paid to mention transportation and shipping companies in his book Around the World in 80 Days. Of course, it's also argued that product placement makes the story more believable because it has references to real products in the real world. And by the way, most product placement doesn't involve money or purchases. Maybe a food drink company sends a couple of free cases of chips and soft drinks to the movie location, hoping they'll show up in the film. But from there, it's only a short step to Brutus making sure we know it's a buck knife he's using to kill Julius Caesar. I'm Larry Burris.